This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Yes. And I am very glad to be here today and thinking on my life. And the scripture says that we are a sanctified people. And I am sanctified today. I'm separated from the world because of the teaching, good teaching, holy teaching. And I'm so glad I'm a part of God's church. So glad to be here. And at this time, I present unto you the teacher of God's Covenant Church, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. Elder Phillips, our Elder Batiste, our Elder Miles. Deacons, our missionary, all the saints, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about the inward man and being renewed. Before we get into that thought, our sister Paris is going to sing Incorruptible. Thank God for our sister Paris. She have walked out of the old life, and now she's walking in the newness of life. This life is incorruptible. That means the new man is being renewed. We will get into that. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcement?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer to our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. Glad for our Bishop Barfield. God led her out here to the West Coast from Port Clinton, Ohio. And she began a work for the Lord out here and went back to Port Clinton and straightened out a few things and found that not many wanted to move on in knowledge about God's word. Because when she came out here, God led her down into more knowledge. And that's what this is all about today. Knowledge. The inward man being renewed. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." You get understanding when you begin to keep God's word, when you begin to keep God's commandments, strive. You begin to get understanding. God opens up the understanding. Now, the sower just sows the seed. That's all we do. And according to the mind you have, God opens up your understanding. There is no point for God opening up understanding, giving sight to those that do not want to walk in this way. You need sight to walk in this way. Isn't that beautiful? And when you have sight, you get it from those that are giving light. Now you can keep God's word. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 14. This is a door of utterance. We don't know how many will hear. But he that hath an ear, let him hear. We all had to hear God's word. We were all in the graves. One day we heard the call. And some rose to life eternal, and some have rose to eternal damnation. But we all heard the call. If you've heard it. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
2 Corinthians 4:14, Deacon.
"Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you."
So, he that raised up the Lord was nobody but God. There was nobody but the Lord. Raised up the Lord. And we will be raised up the same way when we begin to walk in the newness of life. 16th verse, what does it say?
"For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day."
Now, it's not talking about
beautiful
this natural man or natural body pining away. So their inner man is being renewed. They're just losing weight. But that inner man probably weigh more than the outward man. They ain't talking about that. No. This is talking about the outward man being participant in the old ways, the ways of the natural man. And that man is perishing because of its works. We cease from the works. That means it perishes. The old man that cursed is not cursing anymore. That man perished. And yet that natural man could be weighing 500 pounds or 90 pounds. It has nothing to do with what's perishing here. It's the ways we're talking about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Inward man, that New mind, I want to live for God. That mind has got to grow and be strong. When it is, when it's renewed, day by day, it begins to walk in the newness of life. Beautiful. And then walking in the newness of life, same thing happens with the inner man as the old man. The inner man get offended too, right? Because when you are against God, you offend God's spirit. And if you carry God's spirit, or if you have a mind for God's spirit, you offend it as well. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. So what makes God happy makes you happy. What makes God offended, you're offended. Yes. How God would suffer with situations, we should suffer with situations. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. That's the inward man. Inward man is knowledge about the Lord. That's that inward man. You got to grow by that knowledge. And as you take it on, the outward man, the old man, his works cease. It means it's not functionable anymore. It's also called mortifying. Not going to put it at work. In other words, the hand that used to slap you around ain't slapping you around anymore. Isn't that beautiful? Now that's just wrong any way you look at it. Now this hand can yet discipline, but don't slap around nobody. That's the old way of looking. Slapping around means you just slapping around, ain't no reason behind it. That old man don't work like that. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 2 Peter 1 and 24. Thank God for knowledge. Not many people want to be saved. This is not. Now, let me clarify that statement. If you ask anybody that don't even believe in God, you want eternal life? Guess what they say? Sure. But guess what they don't want? They don't want to die.
Right.
Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to die. Right. Right? You can't go there unless you die. Right. But this inward man, this outward man, these two is not talking about no natural death. He's talking about a spiritual death. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Love God too, but I don't want to die. All right. Which means I like you, but I'm not suffering for you because I like what I do better. I like, you know, kind of my little pet peeves. I like those better. I ain't harming nobody, but you ain't with nobody. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
2 Peter 1:2, 1 and 2.
1 and 2, yes. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge
of God. It's about knowledge. You get renewed. And what's going to be renewed but the peace you have? Because we all want peace. If you're not in peace, you probably ain't right. Because when you got peace, it don't matter what you say. That's our challenge here. We come every day to these doors open and hear what God got to say. We should be, whatever God say is all right with me. But when it ain't all right with you, you start acting funny, cutting up. And if you don't watch out, if you get around them, you get cut too. Because they ain't right. But when you right and you got peace, it don't matter what you're going through. That's what the lesson was all about. Always able to show love. You got that peace that God give. Yes. What is that peace? I ain't got no problem with nobody. You should have no problem with me either. Isn't that beautiful? That's the peace you should have. I haven't done anything wrong. Show me my wrongness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
read it again.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
What?
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things.
Now that's according. You get your peace multiplied according to the knowledge.
Right.
That's why so many churches don't have knowledge, because they ain't got no peace. They don't have no knowledge. And that's why they don't have God, because they have no knowledge. Once the knowledge come, you yet don't have it unless you put it in action. You don't have nothing. Is that right? According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life
and godliness.
And godliness, what?
Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
That's how your inner man is renewed. We're not coming here to feed the old man. The old man, you know how you feed him? What'd you say, sister boy? Rapture party at 12 o'clock. That's the old man. Man all over the place. Yeah, we're going home to see the Lord. They're still here. They ain't went nowhere. They go to a rapture party. You know, there's something. A little partay before you go. That's so stupid.
Sure it is.
The old man is, you know what? My cousin is coming out of town and I'm going to show him love. I won't be in church today on this Sunday. I'll be there the following Sunday. I'll be gone for a couple of Sundays. I'm going to take a hiatus. That's feeding the old man. But the new man, what is God asking for? Because this Lord said, when you're not with us, you're sinning. If you hear and your mind is not with God, you're still sinning. How plain is that? It is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises,
mm-hmm.
that by these ye might be partakers of the divine
so
nature.
So you're going to be partakers of getting that old man killed, murdered, mortified. And you're renewing the inner man. Knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Having escaped the corruption that is
But you
the
have
world.
To escape the corruption. So your old man can't be, the new man cannot, the inner man can't be renewed unless you escape corruption. So that means what? You escape doing what you was doing yesterday that you know ain't the right way. If you're still doing it, you ain't escaped no corruption, you're still corrupted. It's to change. That's what we come here for, right? Isn't that beautiful? Be partakers of the divine nature.
Having escaped the
what?
Corruption that is in the world through
Isn't
lust.
That something? We've escaped it.
Thank God, thank God.
But his divine nature means we don't sin. Mm-hmm. Divine nature means you're one with God. That means when your brothers and sisters and ones talking to you, you got the same mind they got.
Yes.
There is no riffle, no friction.
Beautiful.
Da-da-da-da-da. You shouldn't give them that. Oh, I didn't know. But when you ain't got the same mind, you can't tell nobody what to eat. Who can tell somebody what to eat? Leadership can. God can.
Right.
But when you don't feel that way, you come back with that smart aleck remarks because mm-hmm. you're not with God.
Right.
How many times have we talked about that?
Yes,
when you with God, you with the Spirit of God. Everybody's on one accord. Everybody speak the same things here.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yes.
I say we shouldn't be giving anybody's children anything without asking. Everybody should have the same mind. If you don't, you might as well leave right now, because I mean that. That's what it means. Because if you don't, you don't respect one another and don't honor one another. To honor one another, why you can't do that? What's the problem? We never did that. I was a child and my great-grandpa, people down the street gave me candy. That's why you like you are. But God ain't like that. God is a God of respect and honor. And if you honor him, what's the problem? Ask somebody, do you mind if I give what you call a little something? Or, but Larry said, don't be calling me liar. I ain't no liar. Well, nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I honored it.
Yes, it
is. Did you ever see me call you that, bro? I also, come on, liar. I don't do that.
No.
I don't want to transgress him because that's what he wants. I can give it to him.
Right.
If you dwell here, if you don't want me to speak to you, I can give you that too. Ask my judgment on it. You wouldn't be right, but I can do that. Because I'm not here to transgress you. I'm here to please God.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? We shall all have the same mind.
Mm-hmm.
Inner man.
Mm-hmm.
Being renewed.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15.
Right. Beautiful, Pastor.
That inner man has got to be renewed. If it's not, you're going to see the effects of it.
Mm-hmm.
Get his little argument. Always something going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can't give one another a piece of candy without controversy.
Yes.
That little candy bag passing around be a problem when you ain't got God in your life like you should. It's a problem.
Yes.
And how many times have we talked about it? Worry about what everybody else is doing. Worry about your own stuff, not nobody else's
yes.
business. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes. That's right. I'm talking to anybody who listens to this broadcast. Say, you ain't my business, preacher. You are my business. That's why I'm preaching.
Come
on. I get a few times. 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. What does it say?
15 and 50. Yes, Pastor. It says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
So we're not going to worry about the outward man. That ain't going nowhere. Can't inherit this. But the inner man can. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption
inherit incorruption.
What?
Behold, I show you a mystery.
No, read the 53rd verse. What did it say?
Yes.
For this corruptible
must put on incorruption.
And how plain is that? What's any more incorruptible than God's word. That's what this prayer sang about. Incorruptible, a soul made whole. So when you stop having gods before God, making any graven image, and you have gods when you say you honor and you don't. You make an graven image if you say, and I honor God, and you dishonor God and claim that, yeah, I'm honoring God, you're taking his name in vain. Why is that? Because somebody with judgment is showing you you're wrong, and you're trying to say, no, I'm not, I'm right. And God is showing you you're wrong. And if you don't want to admit you're wrong, what you here for? Where are you going? You'll condemn your own self by being here. Is that right? Yes. Everybody say amen to that? Yes. Brother Richard, you with that?
Amen. All right.
That's official. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right.
Beautiful.
42.
Yes, Pastor. So also is the resurrection of the dead.
What?
Of the dead. It is sown in corruption.
So when we come to God, even as we're striving to grow, if we are not doing things that are corruptible, it don't need to be sown in any corruption. Right. Now, even though things are being sown in corruption, if you're not aware of it, it's not unto death, that's not a problem as long as we're working on it and don't let it go into corruption.
Right.
But it's being sown in incorruption.
Yes.
That's why the word comes, right? Now, if you're not corrupted in that area, amen. Mm-hmm. I'm with that. And just move on. If it finds you, I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to work on it, Lord. I'm going to work on that. And you work on it.
Beautiful.
And you work on it until you get rid of it. Isn't that beautiful?
It is raised in incorruption.
It's raised in, that means that new man is in reign. It controls, not the old man. Let's go to Romans 6 and 4.
Yes, it is.
The old man can only have it so long, then he comes out. He is like unto cycles. He comes around in cycles. And you need to be ready to smite him when he come around. You can't smite him when you have an affinity for it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Romans 6 and 4, what does it say? Mm-hmm.
Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death.
So again, we cannot claim we've been baptized into death if we ain't showing forth no death of the old man. Like I say, controversies coming. Nothing wrong with controversies. That ain't a sin. Or misunderstandings or different opinions. But how you handle it. That's how you know how dead you are. That's how you know where the old man is. I see you too. Uh-oh, there he is. What you say that for? That don't sound like somebody complying, but a complying spirit? How many times have we said, so-and-so-and-so, teacher said we ain't okay, no problem, I didn't know. Somebody tell you, well, now, they shouldn't be having so-and-so-and-so. Why would you say, can anybody tell them what to eat? Why would you say something like that? Outward man is controlling, but you want that man renewed. You don't be talking like that. That's the way saints talk, that's on one accord. That's somebody with an evil spirit that got anger in their life. That's not of God. That's what that is. Isn't that beautiful? Is that my job to tell you that?
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What are you reading?
That was 6 and 4. Pastor.
6 and 4. Let's go to Matthew 19
right,
and 16.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Buried, but raised up, walking in the newness of life.
Mm-hmm. Good master. Yes, Pastor.
Problem is, most churchgoers don't know what the newness of life is. But Jesus made it very plain. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Made it very plain. 19, Matthew's 19:16, what does it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into
there
life,
it is.
Keep the commandments.
So if you're going to walk in the newness of life, mm-hmm. you have to walk in the commandments. How plain. That's life. That's what life is. How plain is that?
It's plain, Pastor.
But if you don't have a mind to lay it down, you're not going to be able to see that. But that's what the new life is.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? St. John 14:6. Let's go there. Because the churchgoers, so many, and I'm hoping that with the knowledge we have today, nobody else in here is saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. Jesus is my life. I ain't got no problem with you saying it, but I have a problem if you don't understand it. Because Jesus is life. Jesus is the commandment. He's the word. The word is our life. And he is our life. But in order to be like him, you got to keep his word. If you don't keep his word, you're not like him. So you don't have life. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and life. His partaking of sonship is the life we choose to live.
Yes.
So when we take on sonship like he did, we're in the life too by keeping God's commandments. 14:6, what does it say?
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
What?
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
A carnal mind, all they see is you got to come by the one died by you. That's true. And you do that when you come by his word. If you don't enter into this life, you're not coming by the way he did. Because he is the life. Yes. That's Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
None of us have seen his natural body when he had flesh. But we saw this. We see this. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 32 and 45. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Just a witness, because I'm sure everybody, you know, don't see the same thing. But that's why you have more than one witness in the scripture. Because maybe one scripture you don't understand, another one you get understanding.
Right.
Different scenarios bring you understanding. Isn't that right? All right. Deuteronomy 32 and 45, what does it say?
And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel.
We're Israel. Israel is God's church. Israel is God's son. We are Israel. And Moses is speaking to us today. All those that are called by his name should be Israel. What?
And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do.
Mm-hmm.
All the words of this law.
There it is. That old man don't like that word law.
Mm-hmm.
The inner man love it. Because the law is God's word. It's God's way. It's Jesus. It's the commandments. It's righteousness. It's holiness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's all the same thing. Read.
For it is not a vain thing.
This is not vain. Most say, well, y'all up under that old Moses. It's not vain. What?
For you, because this is your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is your life. And through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whether ye go over Jordan to possess.
Wherever we go in this life, that's how we possess our land. 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. Let's go there.
Yes, it is.
We don't want to just say that's beautiful and don't treat it with beauty. You know, when you treat something with beauty, you know, you treat it like royalty, right? So that's beautiful. And every time the word comes, you walk away from it. That ain't beautiful. That's beautiful. You just talking. Mm-hmm. 4:16, 2 Corinthians.
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day
so
by day.
So the outward man may be tired, and we get tired. Same things over and over. God is long-suffering. But although we're long-suffering, you may not faint, the inner man is being renewed. And if one's not taking heed, the outer man is being renewed there, getting stronger. But the purpose is to strengthen the inner man, that mind that want to live for God. That's how you do it. You begin to do things that please God. Before you know it, when you're doing things that please God, the things that you would do this old man, you ain't doing those. And that means that's going to mortify, right? It just dies because you're not feeding it. If you're busy helping someone, how can you be greedy helping yourself? Right? If you are giving into everybody else's way, how can you have yours? That's how you know how good and dead you are, you can go along with everybody else's program. Because then what's the point? Especially if there's nothing you to gain anything. Your opinion ain't going to get you anything. It takes power to hold an opinion or a surmise about something until you ask. And when you're asked to give it an answer in season, not trying to be disrespectful of the teaching. Because of this teaching, we should have a mindset and be careful how we entertain questions and thoughts. Because we do it unto God, because that's who I'm talking with. God, his people, that's where God is. A carnal mind don't see that way. A carnal mind, all they see is your flesh. They don't see God. That's why they cut up like they do. Don't have regard for it. Don't have no joy. And they only go so far because God is not there like it need to be. I'm just letting you know. That's my job. Some say job, but it's my job. Okay. 4:16, you read that, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to Colossians 3:10. I don't think too many like Colossians too much. You don't hear too many so-called Christians. I can do all things. They love that, but you don't hear them talk too much about the 3:16. 3:10, excuse me.
And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image.
So when the knowledge come, you put it on. Say, you know, I'm going to stop doing it. I'm going to do so and so and so. As I say again, how many have made some type of pact with their place of work or their boss? I ain't doing that. Because you know if you do, you're going to get fired. Why you can't do it between God? I said, now, one thing I'm doing in this life about love. Lord said, now, then shall they know that you are my disciples indeed in your actions when you have love one to another. So God is showing you how you know the ones got love and got him by how you treat one another, not them out there here. That proves what you got. That's your works. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
3:10.
Yes.
Oh, you read that.
Yes,
let's go to Ephesians 4:13. Let's go there.
Yes, beautiful.
We're going to be renewed after the knowledge, renewed in the knowledge of him. After the image of him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
The only image I know about the Lord is perfection. Anybody got another image? You know, I find out his image is he's you know, the Lord is so-and-so and so-and-so. You got scripture to back it up? Ephesians 4:13.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith
mm-hmm.
and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect
now,
man.
Now, wait a minute. So that's what we got to be renewed to, his image.
Yes.
Perfect man. Yes. Everybody know that's where we're going, right?
Yes.
Perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to cut up? Perfect man? No. Perfect man is careful.
Thank God.
Yes. Mark the perfect man.
Beautiful.
Behold the upright.
That's beautiful.
And the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Read.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
That's his fullness, perfection. But how many know that? But the enemy make people think you can never get there. Yes, you can. It's really easy. Not hard. We have a transgressor's heart. If you are a transgressor, it's hard. Transgressor, I can't guarantee. I can't. I'm not going to guarantee I ain't going to pop somebody. They say something wrong to me. I'll be up in the chest, Pastor. I can't guarantee. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.